Get more out of life. Come often and bring your family to our drive-in theater.
While dozens of volunteers helped get a Northern Michigan landmark ready for spring this week, the Cherry Bowl Drive-In of Honor will begin its 59th season next month. Its owner, Harry Clark, was seriously injured earlier this month in a tree-cutting accident. The accident left him paralyzed from the neck down. So friends and neighbors gathered at the drive-in to help out, including Mike Ryan and his daughter, Jen.
This year would be 53 years that I've been coming here since I was a kid. And it's about community, and Harry's just a great guy, and it's really, pretty sad what happened and everything, and it's just, this is the way it's supposed to be.
Today there's been people hugging and coming together and with no question just like diving in and grabbing tools and rakes and picking up stuff.
Is that what's up front? All those characters and stuff? Absolutely. It's wonderful.
My name is Andrew Clark. This theater was built in 1953 by the original owner who owned it. And she sold it to us in 1997. The theater has never been closed. It's been operating for 59 consecutive seasons and is going to continue to operate until further notice. So, yes, Mom and Dad bought this facility in 1997. He's the P.T. Barnum of the Cherry Bowl Drive-In. He is recovering, and every little day is an improvement. So, yeah, we hope that he'll be back here as quick as possible, but it's going to take some time, we all know, and we're going to carry on.
I'm Erica Clark. I am the daughter of Harry and Laura Clark, and we are here today in support of my father, cleaning the drive-in and getting it spruced up and ready to rock and roll for the summer. And we have just been surrounded by love and the hope of the community, and we have just been so blessed, and people are just lifting us up in prayer, and words cannot express the gratitude that we have for our community, and thanks for that.
Thanks to IPR's Tom Kramer for that piece. The Cherry Bowl Drive-In in Honor is scheduled to open on April 27th. You're listening to Points North.